You're listening to the postseason of Pod of Wonder, where we do things other than what we normally do. Hello, Wanderers. This week, we're bringing you the outtakes and podcast slogans from Season 5. I don't really have much to say about these, except that we're going to try and be a little less self-deprecating in Season 6. We've declared Season 6 the season of positivity, or Pause of Wonder, if you prefer. They're both dumb names, but the idea is that we're going to treat ourselves a little better, because we're a good podcast. I mean, you listen to us, so you seem to think so. So we're going to value ourselves a little bit more, just for you. And also ourselves. Hashtag positivity. Hashtag pause of wonder. Enjoy.
Is that a strong enough foundation, though?
I think it's strong enough if we amend it like we've lived together for a while.
Yeah. It could also just be like platonic life partners.
Platonic life partners. I love that. Instead of bromance.
It's a cross-gender bromance. Mm-hmm. Is platonic life partners.
Pod of Wonder. Goofed on your game.
I have a job interview early next week.
And ooh, yay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I mean, it's like, you know, part of me doesn't ever want to work again, but, you know. Yeah.
What's the job?
A customer service team leader for a luxury jewelry company. I don't know. It kind of like the whole thing read like bar manager, but just like maybe selling rings, not.
Nice.
Cocktails, so.
I think the difference there is once you've sold one person some, like, a diamond ring, they aren't easier to sell a second diamond ring to.
Well, no. Okay. I'm good. You haven't spoken to my aunt.
But you then true. You can sell, like, earrings and a necklace and a bracelet to match and everything.
And, oh, the new collection came out. I have to get one of those.
Yeah, you need to have all your jewelry be, like, in the same, like, collection to really make it pop and all that stuff. I have never sold jewelry. This is entirely out of my ass, but it's what I assume.
Yeah,
it's out of wonder.
What I assume, too.
Maybe don't lead with that in the interview, but.
Right.
No. I mean, maybe you could. It could be like.
You mean like you okay. Found like a ring in your ass and you were like during the interview, you're like, is this something? Is there something?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean that'd be kind of a strong move to go into the job interview with. Just like kind of stand up, like reach back, and this is for you.
That would be a power move. It would be showing dominance.
Oh wait, you started recording this?
Oh yes. Oh very yes.
Always be Corden.
I wrote it in under an hour. Pod of Wonder. I'll try being maybe a little more like DM voice with seriousness.
Yeah.
You can tell I wrote this out beforehand. But if any of you interrupt, so God help me.
Wait, why does your DM voice just sound like you're trying to read a romance novel?
Maria?
DM can sound for, DM can sound for can stand for different things, Maria.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that. Holy shit.
Well, I think we know what next season's going to be.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I mean, you've blown up my spot, and now every game that I play with any of these people is just, it's going to be the forethought.
Oh yes, and I'll just start laughing.
What can I describe in this setting as heaving?
Oh no. You hate it.
Pot of Wonder aggressively pushing myself away.
Oh no. Robot.
What? Wait, you're a robot now? Am I a robot again?
You're a robot.
Alright, I'm just gonna unplug this microphone.
Yeah. Just use your laptop mic. It'll be fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might not be great, but it's gotta be better than a robot. I really wish that I could hear the sound that's like. But I guess next time I'm gonna re-listen to this
one. Yeah, you'll be able to from this recording.
Although? Other idea. What if we try and pass Maria off as a robot for an entire
Oh my god. I cannot. As fun as that would be, I unfortunately cannot. I cannot.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just realized I would have to edit that, and no.
Never-ending void. Pot of wonder.
The Wikipedia article that I just pulled up is... we're not using this. Yeah, I'm just going to put it in the chat and...
Okay.
Because I'm not...
Oh, is it words you shouldn't say out loud?
Yeah, not into a something that is currently recording.
Is it the name of Lovecraft's cat? Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah, that's not even a phrase we want to advocate with or without
context. We're not the president of the United States. We can't say that sort of thing.
I didn't discover that word until college, and for like a hot 3 months, it was my favorite word.
Oh, college.
I was like, I love saying this nasty word.
Are you a formerly edgy 80s comedian complaining about snowflakes?
No, but I did enjoy that that bit until I had the full picture. And
I love how we're also talking about this and I think people can maybe guess a word or two, but it will never be confirmed.
Exactly. Yeah. Listeners, if you can guess what the article is, you win.
Not the word, because we don't want just, you know, 4 DMs that are that word, just a word at us. Gotta guess the whole article title.
Pot of Wonder, cut all that.
I just got Donna Reed. I don't know. That could be Donna Reed is kind of the bland, whitewashed 1950s American. I don't know if that fits at all.
I like that as a good potential vibe. Like maybe these could be like a bunch of space separatists who want to live their traditional gender role lifestyle away from the liberal Earth. No, I don't want to spend a season on that, actually.
Yeah. No. So I mean, that we could tuck that one away. That could come up later as like a weird sect that Edith has been allows for Edith's amusement.
Could you pull up the Donna Reed episode of Gilmore Girls? Is that an article?
All episodes are real meat, Pot of Wonder.
There is a fine line between like elite military agent code name and wrestler name.
Oh, well, that's why Sergeant Slaughter worked so well in G.I. Joe. Mm-hmm.
La Resistance.
Yeah. Oh, I got to that part. The Dudley Boys, Bubba Ray Dudley and Devon Dudley.
I just clicked through to the types of professional wrestling matches link. There's some wild sounding stuff in here. Like Clockwork House of Fun match. Loser leaves town match, spin the wheel, make the deal, Miracle on 34th Street.
What?
So that's where the bar is.
Pot of Wonder. We could always come back to like what the adults do in their day-to-day jobs, but I think, you know, teens are ultimately selfish, and I think we need to focus in on their world for a little bit.
Darn teens.
Yeah, teens are selfish, adults are incompetent.
That's our hot take. We're going to get canceled.
Yeah, I know we're gonna have TikTokers and people who write in all caps on Facebook come at us from both sides.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait! Oh. That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah, when the youngs and the olds hate us.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the bar is.
Pot of Wonder.
I mean, kids are like little con artists, really. Stealing cookies and hiding them under their bed and shit.
People always have some sort of story about like an economy of sorts that was happening behind the scenes at their school.
Like, the kids like black market.
Yeah. Some kids are like, oh, I sold candy and, you know, keeping it away from selling drugs and shit. Back in the day, people would sell bootlegged cassette tapes.
Yeah, slap bracelets.
When we were kids, we would be out at recess and bring back in caterpillars and keep them in our desks.
Oh, I can only imagine how many squished guys had to get cleaned out by a poor janitor.
I never squished any. I didn't actually keep any in my desk, thankfully, but my friends did, and I like kind of pretended I did. Like, I made a little bed for them.
Aww.
Anyway.
For sale caterpillar bed, never used.
Oh my god.
Take that, Hemingway. We don't have to get weird with it, Pot of Wonder.
Wrong emphasis there. We don't have to get weird with it.
Hey, Danny. It's you, all alone on the microphones. This is just a fun little treat for you to edit later. Do, 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 do,
I can do, still do, hear do, you. Do, do, do.
God damn it. No. My secrets. Do, 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 do.
I can't read more. It's too early. Pot of Wonder.
Hey.
We all have morning voices on.
I know. This is going to be the sexiest sounding episode. I also have the nasal drip allergy season voice.
It's terrible.
Tis the season. Like I said, the sexiest episode.
Nasal dripping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, that's been an episode. I think we can go.
Yeah.
Got all the important things in there. Weird voices. Morgan going,
Yeah.
What is gender?
Pot of Wonder. This article I got, I don't think it's good for our purposes, but it sounds fucking great.
Go on.
All Souls? It's a paranormal hospital drama, sort of like a horror ER, or if you're a BBC fan, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, but serious.
Oh my fucking god.
It's a hospital that is composed of dungeons, trick elevators, deserted floors, passageways filled with smoke, and dank cave-like areas.
Dank.
Well, you should definitely post that. We need to use that for something else.
Yeah. It's only 6 episodes, too. Another short-lived UPN early 2000s experiment. Did this? Yeah, this aired simultaneously with Chains of Love, April to August 2001. What were you doing, UPN? just like anything. Again, not in a creepy way. Pot of Wonder.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
Disappointed.
Okay.
Y'all have seen that clip from, like, the 90s Hercules
with
show,
Hercules,
right?
Yeah, where he just reads the stage direction.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
In my world. Yeah, on more than one occasion, I will just kind of, in a low kind of rumble, say, disappointed, whenever something minor doesn't go my way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, we're out of butter. Disappointed. Don't think Rachel understands it, and I think it's familiar that way.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, oh god, it's probably some sort of nerd thing.
Pot of Wonder. Fifth Element. Wear a plastic dome over your bisexual haircut.
I don't think it'd be useful to anyone, truthfully, but it'd be a lot of fun.
Pot of Wonder.
Yeah, I feel like life is like a D&D game. You want to have your inventory packed with as much random stuff as possible just in case something comes up.
Except then when it finally comes up, it's like, well, what if I need it later? Like, this is clearly a boss fight, but...
Yep, that's probably how I would do.
Let's jump into it and see how it goes. Pot of Wonder.
Bone Wars?
What?
Is this fiction?
No, we all learned about the Bone Wars in elementary school, Danny. Jesus Christ, read a book or something.
Okay, so the Bone Wars are real, but the book is fiction.
Oh, wait, they are a real thing? Because it sounds too cool.
Oh, is it with the dinosaurs? It's the dinosaur guys? I know what you're talking about.
This is a fictionalized account of the Bone Wars called Bone Sharps, Cowboys, and Thunder Lizards.
Is it good? Is the book good? Does the article say if the book is good?
Let's see. Reception. Generally well received upon release. They felt it was too non-fictional, though.
But that's why... What? No, it's great. Good non-fiction. It was a cool, weird thing that happened.
There's too much non-fiction in this fiction. Fix it.
Don't stress if it's sloppy. Pot of Wonder. Like, maybe it's just the day, because, like, like three of us played a spooky game last night, and
yeah,
like
it was so good.
Like maybe it's just the morning after, but
I think these
random episodes take it out of you.
Yeah,
the pumps were primed for saying weird shit.
Oh, definitely.
The brain juice was loose.
I think yesterday was the first time I played an RPG like over voice chat where I actually felt like more full of energy afterwards than I did going into it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yes. I was woo. Very excited.
That face cutting really got you riled up, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it did.
That's a sentence to hear out of context.
Oh, yeah.
The face cutting really got you riled up.
Yep. 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 Perfect amount of body horror, like.
What was the game?
Bluebeard's Bride.
Oh yeah, I think Danny mentioned that at some point. But yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But we like normally you're kind of like a new wife exploring a haunted mansion, but we did a scenario where you're at a spooky carnival.
You play a showgirl.
Yeah.
And we go into different tents instead of going to different rooms, and yeah.
Woo-hoo. Bad stuff in those tents.
Yeah, real fucked up shit, which is great. I loved it.
Yep, we got fingered by a skeleton hand.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, our face got carved up.
You directed an orgy at a drug addict.
That's also true. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Do that.
I found depths of evil in my soul that I was not certain existed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can have some really cruel thoughts when I really let myself go.
The real monster is us. Pot of wonder.
I find it astonishing that all I had to do was unbox this microphone and plug it into my computer, and now the microphone is working with Zencastr.
Yeah.
This is the one in 100 situation.
Did you put the USB in on the right side the first try?
That's impossible.
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Oh my god, okay. Remember when we started recording?
In Media Restaurant. Yeah, new policy is we are always recording.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, hold then.
Everything is content at a certain point.
Maria, welcome to my hell.
Pot of wonder.
Any of them? I do have an idea for a secret royalty that will only work in this particular setting. The foreign exchange students, you know, the rich Asian that got into the college, that, you know, it's super rich and they need a name brand American college or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, what is Christmas? We are aware of it only through pop culture, but we don't have any, you know, like, we don't understand this, like, family tradition part of Christmas, right? Like,
that's really good.
Understand the whole, like, heartwarming,
like,
part of it.
Cultural experience with Christmas, you might have completely missed, like, the religious attachment to it, even. Like, it's when Santa was born.
So, like, you're worshiping Santa, right? Yes, Santa is the main deity for which you give presents to. Which is a very similar to my own experience when it comes to Christmas celebrating. We don't have any family traditions because the first time our family celebrated Christmas was during my childhood. During my parents' childhood, there was communism.
Notably godless.
Yeah, notably godless communism. Yeah, so we just picked up what we thought were things to do during Christmas to give us kids a normal childhood experience and not feel left out of what all the other kids are doing for Christmas. And it was definitely cobbled together and definitely abandoned as soon as I said the words, Santa Claus isn't real.
I speak for the meats. Pot of wonder.
Oh, you know what would be freaking cool? Having a small town hottie who is who plays a role in like a local credit union. That's like Ooh. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's going to be cool to anybody else. But, like, instead of having someone go who's just like, oh, I'm, like, the town florist, and I grow all the poinsettias for everybody, having it be like, oh, I'm, like, the manager at the local credit union, and I make sure that all of the small businesses in the town are able to get loans with, like, affordable rates of interest and so on and so forth. Mm.
Yeah,
this one, It's a Wonderful mm-hmm. Life.
Yeah, yes, yeah, very much so.
The last time a banker was a hero.
I don't have a Jimmy Stewart impression, but Mary.
Oh, I feel like you can try one.
I could, but this is like supposed to be a 4-hour long recording session.
Like, it is of dubious utility at best.
Pot of Wonder.
What is that?
I'm sorry, I think that might be my cat having an issue with
Miles.
Miles. I feel you, cat.
I'm sorry.
Bye. You're me. Sure.
That sounds like the kind of noise a cat only makes when there's no one else in the room with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I woke up and nobody was there.
Yeah, well.
Cool, guess I'm just gonna make some shit up.
Yeah,
pot of wonder.
Beat
me to it. You can't ever really rule out bots in any interaction on the internet. Like, was this review left by a bot? Mm-hmm. Is this follower a bot?
Is this Danny a bot? Yeah. Is this a bot, Danny? Is this a bot, Gina, and a bot,
this
Maria?
Is a bot, Gina. I have not, been through any human certification.
And really, the pinnacle of interaction is just all bots all the time, only interacting
with other
bots.
That's how they get smarter,
bots.
Man. Mm-hmm. They bot to each other, and they can talk much faster than us, so they learn faster.
Like that Microsoft bot that they talk to learn from humans on Twitter, and in like less than 24 hours, it went full Nazi.
I remember that.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, so only have bots talk to each other, and then you'll, I don't know, get Terminators?
I don't know.
Anyway, happy holiday fun times. I have a collection of story beats that might collectively end up as a story, if that counts. Yeah. Pot of Wonder?
Wait, I feel like I already told this story before. Didn't I talk about two tram cars getting stuck together? The chain gang was stuck together on some tram cars, and they crashed into the otter?
Yeah.
Why am I trying to tell the same story?
Well, maybe try not doing that.
Yeah, I will. I could start over.
That would just be like a long list of failures.
Pot of wonder.
Thank you.
But
it's okay.
You're good.
You're good.
Again, a little background. My grandparents are still loyal to the Washington football team, and I was given explicit instructions to call before one, which timing worked out great. And I left a message. I said, you know what? No, I know you guys are watching the game. I'll call back around, you know, a little bit after 3. It'll be fine. And then right as we're getting ready to launch into the next segment, I see the phone light up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I gotta do this now. So thank you very much for your patience.
It's totally fine.
It was enjoyable. Oh.
It was.
Yeah, just me talking to old people.
A wholesome side of Eddie that we might not have seen otherwise.
Yeah, it's a wholesome side that's not Lovecraftian dick monsters.
Yes.
Sometimes I almost feel like Eddie's Lovecraftian dick monsters are wholesome.
I don't think you've seen the one I'm thinking of specifically. I'll find that in my sketchbook and send it along, but it's a terror and a half. A friend of mine did a drow character that worshipped an invisible, like, Lovecraftian dick monster.
Oh my god.
And he wanted a drawing of it, and I did.
Christ.
Cool.
Anyway, make way for ducklings. let's see. Let's come up with enough for me to bullshit this.
I mean, I might as well. It's not going to get any better.
Pot of Wonder.
Yeah, that's some rhythmic banging on your little bloops there, Morgan.
God damn it. I was kind of hoping that it wouldn't, like, get picked up somehow. But, yeah.
Apologies to any listeners because there's been some level of construction and gutting of a house next to me for the last few months, and I guess they decided to work on a Saturday this weekend.
Don't they have families? Don't they know they're interrupting podcasts all over Philadelphia?
Oh my God.
They're stopping 8 people from having a pleasant listening experience.
Hey.
We shouldn't disparage ourselves.
Yeah, we never said it was pleasant.
Yeah, if there's one thing you can call, you can say about Pot of Wonder, it's that we always tell the truth.
Yeah. It is an experience.
We shouldn't shoot ourselves in the foot by saying that our podcast sucks, because we want people to listen.
That's true.
And we shouldn't talk negatively about ourselves, because we're all cool people.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Maria on this one.
You guys.
I've gone back down the magic hole, and it's a fucking problem.
Gone back down the magic hole.
I wonder. Wait, what did you say, Meg?
I said that's what I plan to do with my bullet journals.
I feel like I've seen a page from your journals, and you like made them pretty and like with an idea that people might look at them. Like,
I do them pretty for me. I don't think anybody on the internet would actually think they're pretty.
I doubt
that. You think they're pretty.
I thought they were. I mean, I know I'm not on the internet. I am on the internet. We're all on the internet right now.
Maria, you're an internet simulation.
Internet. That's true. I could be. When was the last time you even remember seeing me? A while ago.
Don't ask that question.
I've been replaced.
We saw you in one of our games, right? But not in person.
That could be a computer simulation.
Yeah.
Space!
So that means, Danny, what we're going to get is amazing high-quality listenable content.
Yeah. Amazing content.
Amazing
content. Out of wonder.
I am standing. It's amazing. I'm standing by that word. It's a new word. Uh-huh. We're all
it amazons.
Oh, yeah!
Random. Oh, wow. This link I have saved doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Random page featured articles on just featured articles category no longer exists.
I know.
Our system is broken.
No. All right.
What have you done to us, Wikipedia? God.
I should have donated when they asked. I should have, and I didn't.
I don't think this is because of Wikipedia. More likely something happened with the tool.
State of the world. And they know they're in space.
Yes.
Very aware. Unless they aren't. Twist.
That'd be, what do they think, they're on a movie set?
Yeah. Stanley Kubrick enters the frame.
So impressive how they managed to fuck around with gravity.
And make it look like the outside goes on forever.
Oh, God, there is a TV show like that lasted one season. I'm blanking on the name. Where they think they went on a space expedition in, like, the 50s.
Oh, my God.
And everything evolved. Everything, not evolved, but kind of turned weird. So it's this weird alternate retro future. But twist, they actually never left. And it's this decades-long experiment.
Oh, my God.
That people are constantly monitoring.
I mean, it sounds realistic. My dad was in one of those back when he was in college.
What?
He was in an experiment where they simulated being in a spaceship.
How far we got this far into the season and just now you're dropping this on us?
I don't know. I just remembered it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was cool. He and a bunch of his buddies did it. Like, it was a couple weeks long. They were trying to see whether the common man without military training could go into space easily, like whether they would go nuts or not.
And what was the results?
I think that they kind of went a little nuts.
Ooh.
Yeah. My dad was like, we started throwing darts at each other's heads because we were so bored, I think.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Huh. Wow. I think we can just call this episode quits. That was a reference. Pot of Wonder. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for the effort. Good job for that out there.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
This has been Pod of Wonder. You can find us on Twitter at Pod of Wonder, and you can email us at podofwonder@gmail.com.
I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs, and you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Morgan. You can find me on Twitter at OwlBurning and on Instagram at MorganTheFay.
I'm Maria, and you could follow me on social media, but you wouldn't see any posts.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd, and you can find the games I make at Strange But True Games. Look for the Flying Putt logo.
Our opening theme is Opening by Komiku. Our closing theme is Calm the Fuck Down by Broke for Free